I think that it is extremely important for us within the specialty coffee industry to recognize where generosity is really a point of power and a point of growth.
Welcome to Vibrant, a storytelling series about coffee and hospitality. This episode features Joe Morocco. Joe works for Cafe Imports in Minneapolis, Minnesota, as a senior sales associate and the director of education. You might also know Joe from the Roasters Guild, where he currently serves on the executive council. And Joe happens to be the co-host of an extraordinary coffee podcast called Opposites Extract, where he and his co-host Meister very talentedly dig into coffee issues debate style. If you haven't given it a listen, do so immediately. But first, here's Joe with a personal story of coffee and hospitality.
So my story is a little bit self-centered and focuses on, I guess, my own move through the coffee industry and how my move through the coffee industry was really facilitated not by any achievements that I have made personally, but more by the generosity and trust of others who have kind of helped me along the way. And my story starts back prior to being in coffee. Let's see, it's 2016 as I tell this story. So about 11 and a half years ago, I was just leaving what I thought was going to be a career in a different world. And I was married, I had a child, and I was lost. I didn't know what I was going to do, where I was going to go. And I was kind of scrambling to find work. I had gone back to college thinking that that would help, but my wife, who was working under a government grant in the state of Missouri, had just had that grant pulled out from underneath the project she was on. So she found herself out of work, and here I am needing to feed a family of three and just, you know, a college student basically again. And so through the generosity of a local person named Grace Perry in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, I was given a job at a small cafe and began working in coffee, and very quickly found a passion for coffee, found that I could affect the world in a totally new way that I hadn't ever anticipated before, and affect people's lives in my community while at the same time touching people's lives where coffee is grown globally. And so dove in, and this passion was definitely met with a lot of applause, I guess you could say, at the cafe and in the small community that I was in, but it certainly was not something that was going to be a long-term fix to the financial problems that I was facing within my family. And then up against that wall still, there was another company and another group of people that, through their generosity and through a blind trust in me, just knowing me very vaguely, offered me a position at Caldi's Coffee Roasting Company in St. Louis, Missouri. I had never roasted coffee before, but they decided to bring me in, take me under their wings, train me in roasting, and basically I got paid to go to coffee school and learn how to roast, learn how to do all of the things that come along with running a roasting company, such as, you know, I was part of the team that was cupping coffees and making buying decisions. I was packing coffee. I was delivering coffee to local companies that were using our coffee. And then they turned me loose to be one of their trainers. So then I was traveling all over the country training there, especially in the Missouri, Illinois kind of area, but then also to SCAA events and all of the barista championship events, etc. I was traveling on behalf of them and just learned so much. And at the same time, finding out that, oh, we're going to have a second child, and still seeing that ability to grow in a way that was going to truly provide for my family in a sustainable way to keep me in coffee for the long term was still kind of a struggle. And then the same exact thing happened when I had the opportunity at Cafe Imports. I had never sold green coffee. I had never done any contracts of any kind. I really did not understand the green coffee world nearly as much as I thought that I did, just, you know, being part of a team that was cupping and making purchasing decisions. But Cafe Imports stepped out generously and with trust and brought me in and trained me up while on the clock. And it's just kind of miraculous. And so I tell this story not because I want to point to any ascension of the ladder that I have undergone, but really because I think that it is extremely important for us within the specialty coffee industry to recognize where generosity is really a point of power and a point of growth. If we can lean on generosity and if we can lean on trust, of course, trust that we're verifying, not just, you know, dumb trust, but if we can really trust our instincts and look for opportunities to be generous to those people who are showing a positive work ethic, they're showing that they want to grow in coffee, and they're making those attempts to grow in coffee, that generosity can enrich their lives and then thus enrich the company that you are hiring for. So that's just a snapshot into my life.
Joe, when you were talking about your job at Cape Girardeau at Grace Cafe, one of the things that you said was coffee was a way to affect the world in a new way. Will you talk a bit more about that?
Yeah, I had not really recognized prior to that, which I had traveled actually to a coffee growing region and spent some time in Nicaragua through my previous career, but that was more philanthropic, and I didn't really understand how quality affected pricing, and I didn't understand how a cafe was so intertwined into the fabric of a community. And when working in the cafe, I would see the poorest people in the community come in and the most wealthy people in the community come in. I would see all races, all religions. I would hear conversations from different sides of political issues, all happening in this space where all of the transactions that were taking place in that space were pointed very, in this particular cafe, very intentionally pointed toward more sustainable growing models and helping to support local farmers that were growing the food that we were serving in the cafe, but then also to support the farmers that were growing the coffee that we were serving in the cafe. So by having a local impact and being a place that really fostered community involvement and community exchange in our four walls, we were also able to do that in a very positive way outside of those four walls. And then as I've moved through the industry from roasting then to training people that company was selling their roasted coffee to, and now to green coffee, and now to training people in all sorts of ways all over the world, really, that I've seen that impact, even within one small cafe, is truly making a difference on a global level. It's truly creating a wave, not of aesthetic and quality like we think of third wave, but a movement toward a better world.
Yeah, we talk in the industry, you know, sometimes you hear people say, well, I just work in coffee. But coffee really is this opportunity to have an incredible impact on a person in their day, but in your story, the example of your story, in their life. And so I wonder, what ways, big or small, do you think that the coffee industry can enhance hospitality? How do we make this better for our industry?
Yeah, I find that it's those humble things in the world that have the largest impact toward a movement that changes the world toward the better. I look at service in and of itself really as a position of power. When you are serving a person, that person is at your mercy in that moment. And there's almost kind of a struggle that takes place in the service industry sometimes between the person that is being served and the person that is giving service. The person that is being served at many times doesn't want to relinquish that power to the person that is in service. There is a downward look upon a person that is in service in many cases. And I think that that comes from a pushback of the person who is being served, recognizing I'm relinquishing my power to this individual. I have to fully trust this person now. And so within specialty coffee, we have a broader story and a broader purpose behind the service that we're giving. And we realize that it's for something other than just a couple extra pennies in the tip jar, or because we, you know, are stuck in this crappy coffee shop job. There is an aesthetic that we're trying to get across in the art that we're serving, which I would call coffee definitely art. It's a culinary art, whether it's how we extract it or how we roast it. That aesthetic has meaning and value to us as the person who is serving that product. But then also we know the backstory to it. And as much as we romanticize, and maybe too much romanticize, that backstory is valid and it's real. And the people that are connected to it and affected by it are real. And they are grateful. And so we can use that power of service to positively affect the person that we're serving and satisfy the trust that they've instilled in us in that moment, while at the same time positively affecting the people behind the scenes, both our management in the cafe that we work in in the roasting company that we work in, wherever it is, and then the people that are finally growing, picking, processing, and doing all of the other hard work.
Lastly, I just want to ask Joe, what would you say to someone who's feeling a bit exhausted in the context of hospitality or customer service, whether they're a barista on the front lines or whatever capacity they work within the industry?
I have been there. Even prior to working in specialty coffee, you know, I worked in other service jobs while going through college and while doing my other career, while that career was taking off. And when you are in a service job, it can be demoralizing and certainly exhausting, as you say. And the things that got me through those valleys were more the internal conversations that I had with myself of just saying, Joe, it's not about you. And the better you mop this floor, the better you clean this toilet, the better you continue to smile at this person who's cursing you out right now because their coffee's 30 seconds later than they expected it to be. The better you do these things, the more growth you're going to experience in your own personal life. It's a challenge of your character when you're faced with those dark moments of despair and being looked down upon, and those moments where you're trying to wake up at 4 a.m. and you just cannot get out of bed and you have to force yourself to go to work. Those are the moments that are growing you as a person. And those are the moments that when you grow in your career and you're in a place where you're managing all kinds of stuff that's throwing at you in all different ways, you lean on those strengths to get you through, and you value those moments of humble service because you then see that they were the things that built your character. And it's almost like flexing a muscle. It's just, you know, you're working out different parts of yourself, and it's not a fun task. But if you can look deep within yourself and recognize this is an opportunity to grow, then seize upon that opportunity by doing those small, medial tasks, those hard things, and those demoralizing things to the best of your ability.
And hopefully with them come the joys too.
They will. I assure you that. I assure you that.
That was Joe Morocco. My name is Mallory Light. Our music was written and recorded by Kevin Cott. To learn more and to hear other coffee hospitality stories, check out Vibrant Coffee on iTunes, where you can subscribe, or visit vibrantpodcast.com.